At one time, my dad owned half a mile of Bay Shore.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did when he was young.
What's your dad's name?
Alex Seaman.
Oh, really?
I guess there was something about that name that they thought they had to be forever or something to confuse about.
Do you have a son?
No. I swore that I'd never do that, because there was, my dad had some relative by the same name, practically the same age, and was that confusing?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And of course, they never lived at the same address, you know, but Green Bay. And then eventually, my dad did move to Green Bay. And at one time, they both, just in their later years, they both lived in, they both had, were Green Bay.
Did your father ever live on this farm with
No,
you?
No.
He never lived on the farm?
Yeah, he did, but not on this one. He lived, 1 mile from here, down to the intersection down here, and then up there, half a mile. So actually, this farm was a Delphus farm. Huh. Was known as, it had been for, well, maybe if you go back into the land abstracts and stuff, the Delphus name has been on this farm for, 100 years, or probably beyond that. I don't really, well, it's real interesting if you look at these things and see when the government deeded the land to lumber companies, and then the lumber companies eventually sold out to farmers, and I guess that was the time when the real settlers got in here and started setting up. Because at one time, that building there was what the people lived in.
The one behind the house.
That little shed. Well, we call it a shed. That's all it is, really. But that was their house.
Now, has that always been in the same place?
Yeah, as much as I know.
Do you know when it was built?
No, I have no idea how.
Probably built by Adelphus.
It was, yeah. And then all the buildings here were on this side of the road. It's quite a strange thing that there's a road right between, running between the buildings. But the reason for that was that when they first surveyed the land, the section line was up there, right on that ridge. Right above there, and if you notice beyond, right out in that field, where there's you see that strip of trees?
North? Is that to the north?
Yeah, that's north. That was where the section line was. Then it went, years later, and the people started building on, according to that. If you own a 40 of land, it was from there to wherever it was down in that direction. And somewhere along the line, they resurveyed the thing, and this was a good number of years later, I suppose, and they changed that. They corrected themselves, I suppose, and made their section lines right there. So here you had this place had that building, and by that time that wasn't a house anymore. They had another log building out there someplace, because the guy that lived here before told me that there was another building right there.
North of that
was what they called the house, and that was what they lived in before they built this one. But by it, in that time, there was some of those buildings across the road. Two of those buildings were built across the road. So it was horse and buggy days. That didn't mean nothing. Like today, you wouldn't allow anything like that to happen, or you'd fight like who knows what to avoid that. But it was horse and buggy days, so that didn't mean nothing. Horse and buggy went past there instead of there. And so it went.
I see. So what year do you think the road there, or at least a trail or a buggy trail, was made there? There used to be one up on the ridge?
That was, sure. That was, and that was what they called, it was a stage road. Is it what, actually, all the traffic that went toward Little Sturgeon went through here, because there was only two main roads of coming out of Dykesville. One of them, they branched off out where the 57 Club is. One of them headed quite a bit to where 57 goes now, out in that direction, east, and then getting out toward Brussels. And this road led toward Little Sturgeon, Gardner and Little Sturgeon, went out through here, more or less followed the ridge above the shore and went all the way toward Little Sturgeon.
Is there any old remnants of that road up there anymore?
Oh, if you go back there, you can find places where it still shows, but there's so little of it. Where it shows the best is out in a half a mile from here. There is distinctly where it went up into the woods and then followed out. And while some of it is still kind of, the road still follows the original, down in half a mile from here, it's real close. The road now is still real close to that. And then when you get out here, half a mile, well, it's right on.
And this road out here, what year was that built approximately? You don't have to be too exact.
The present road, that was that isn't that long ago, but the original, that, when they, oh boy. I wouldn't, it's anybody's guess,
before
I guess.
Before 1900 or after?
Oh yeah, it was before 1900, it had to be before 1900. So, it had to be somewhere, probably, oh my God, it had to be 30, 40, 50 years before that. That they would have, and then even longer than that, that road had been there. Because I remember when I was a little kid, that road was, you know, like it had, like roads were. Well, I suppose a guy would figure what they were like 75 years ago. Mm. They were pretty bad, because in spring, that road would break up, and it would get muddy spots in it, and then you'd get. Well, it got to a point where sometimes they'd get stuck. Mm. You know, you couldn't, milk trucks would have trouble getting through and things like that.
I don't quite understand why they had a different road on this side.
Because when they switched the section line. You always have roads right on the section.
Yeah, if a township is, if it's a perfect township, right. It's 6 miles square, mm-hmm. 36 sections. Mm-hmm. And it's a measurement of land, actually. But if right up here is the town line between the town of Union and the town of Gardner, right up the half a mile from here. And there's a jog in the road. That's where they'd correct themselves at each end of each town, I guess. And if you're going along a road and you're just going down a fairly straight road, and you'll get one little jog like that, and there's an intersection, you can be sure that that's the end of a town, that's a town line there, because they corrected themselves, and now, like as it is now, it's kind of a long swept out thing. But years back, they didn't do it that way, and they made some pretty sharp curves there.
And so the house that you said that was standing here, was that the second house after this one?
This apparently was built, according to this old, the guy that lived here before, was kind of a quick-made thing. They lived in there just for a couple of years or something like that, till they had that other building built. And they used that as a summer kitchen. They called it a summer kitchen because they just used it in summertime then. And they made their meals in there. They had all they had was a cupboard, table, and chairs, and then they'd use that. That was quite a tradition out here. Every farm had a summer kitchen.
Did they have an outdoor oven attached to this at all?
I don't.
Was it one of those big stone ovens?
I don't think so.
Was there ever a chimney in there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. But
so this is the third house on this?
This, yeah. And this house was built in the early 1900s. Very early 1900s. The guy that lived here before, that he knew about, so it would have been that pub, and was built before World War I, so it had to be shortly after the 1900s. But this, I don't think that this would nearly be anywhere near the oldest house around. There's several. There's I know definitely of a house down the road here that's much older than this one.
Which one is that?
That one is a log. It's a log covered. It's covered. It has siding on it, but there's logs inside
of it.
Well, Ray Bodwin owns it now. It's just half a mile down to this intersection back here. A half a mile up. That'd be like 3/4 of a mile from here. Mm-hmm. It's on the right. There's an. The guy that would know most about
it,
though,
isn't it abandoned?
There was somebody living in it just lately. It was rented. But there's a nice house right next to it. And the old guy that lives in that nice house, Fred Jaden, he's an older guy, about 70. Well, he's 70
he's
plus a couple.
He's on the corner of the intersection, isn't he?
He's not at the corner. He's just beyond the corner. There's a guy that might be, I don't know how much you know about that house, but he's lived there practically all his life.
We can look in the plaque books later.
Yeah. Who is the guy that you were talking about that lived here before?
Gilbert Delfas, and his father was Cyril Delfas.
Uh-huh. Is he the guy that lives right up the road here, or?
No, they're just cousins.
Oh,
now,
I see.
Is there someone still around that we could talk to that has lived here before?
No. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of anybody that could have. All the children of the Cyril are dead. Mm-hmm. And his brothers are all dead.
Mm-hmm. There is a Delfas up the road, though.
Yeah, this old guy, but that's not a brother. That's cousin, and he's old that I don't know how much he remembers. I think you talked to him that, or
we
you did. I guess you
wife.
Weren't together, were you?
No,
you were the girl.
We talked to his wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would she know very much about these buildings, do you think?
I don't know. I was surprised. My wife always takes her to church on Sundays because they're so old. Anyway, he's practically blind. Well, considered blind. And I guess she mentioned it. She asked something about us. Some couple of young women went over and talked to her about old homes around here and stuff like that. And I don't think she quite understood what you were up to.
Probably not. Yeah.
But, you know, the people are 80. I think they must. He's over 80. I don't know. My wife remembers these things better than I do. I'm quite sure she's over 80. He's over 80 years old, and she is. If she is not 80, she's right up there.
Yeah. She was real friendly though. When you talked.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about that. If you can sit and talk to her all day, if you've got the time.
Oh, was this part back here that's made out of boards in addition to this house?
They must have just slapped that on after.
Oh, so you it was built already.
Oh yeah, that's all old stuff. Any part of this is all older than I am. That was on there from as long as I can remember. Huh. How old is Lou? How old is Adele?
She's 86 and she's
82. Oh, is she 80s? She's in the 80s too? I didn't know she was.
Mm-hmm. I'm sort of thinking, you know, whether we could ask him more questions about this.
You never asked
him? What? Louis.
No.
I think if you'd talk to him. I always wanted to go there, but I never took the time.
It's strange that they don't, if they'd remember a little bit, because they've both lived right here all their lives. She lived in that, there's a log house just a quarter of a mile down to the corner and up there to your left. Oh. And she lived there all her life. She's never lived more than a half a mile. Well, she was born and raised there. And she married a guy that lived there, and they've never lived anyplace else.
I think she's changed so much this past year. She forgets so much, I think really to remember something, he didn't remember.
Sometimes they can remember better farther back too. You know, like they can't remember what happened yesterday.
I don't. He might have a better memory as far as that goes than what she has.
Oh yes, he does. Because every time that you go and talk to him, he talks about when he was in the army. That's how many years ago. He talks about all that old stuff. It's always old things he talks about.
Yeah, so maybe we should try to do that.
Other than them, I don't know who the heck you could talk to. Talk to an old person that would know. Henry Mucko? He's an old guy that lived around here all his life too, and he's nearly as old as they are, but he's a whole lot more alert. Still drives his car, and he's close to 80 years old, and you never, hard to believe that he's that age. You could probably learn more from him than from a good many. Only lives
Like to me,
short
distance. I think you should, you know, you talk to him yourself.
Yeah, well, I could talk Belgian to him and then try and translate it for them. We'd be here for a day and like.
English he talks
oh, yeah,
English.
He can speak English. He does it better in Belgium.
And I know he'd feel more, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be easier for him to tell you something in in Belgian.
That's why I always wanted to go there. And I kept putting it off.
That's her problem, too. She don't care to talk to him.
Is it? I can, but I...
I'm the rattler of Belgian around here.
I always start when I'm going to stop. But they can't talk about me. I mean, if they talk to me, I know what they're saying. I know everything they're saying.
It's different to talk.
Do you remember who, what the first name of the Delphos who built this house was?
Cyril, or whatever.
Did he have anyone help him, like a construction?
Well, I think when they built homes around here years back, there wasn't no contractors and stuff like that. The guy that was going to build a house had usually it was one or two carpenters that worked for him, worked with him, and then they'd all get together. And,
do you remember anyone in particular who went around and helped build houses?
There was a guy by the name of Edward Mako.
Is he related to the Mako you just?
Yes, that's her brother, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
But there's, you know, you can get down to about 20 names, and then when you're talking about things in the past, there's about 20 family names, and then they're all intermingled, like what you're referring to. This Edward Mako, this old carpenter.
It's Edouard.
Yeah, but that's not Henry Mako's brother, you know. That's Adele's brother.
I know.
This lady that we're talking about that's living right here. That's married to Louis Delphos. Yeah, she was Mako. But then there was an Oscar Fontaine, was a real prominent carpenter around here. I remember him, the story about him. Down where you see this hip roof barn, and you just see the edge of it, there was a barn that he built before that. And the guy that he built it for, this year, it was a Jaden. What was his first name? This guy that was not the carpenter, but was the farmer there, insisted that he built the building a certain way, bracing it and those big beams in that barn. And nothing else. It had to be like this, like the farmer said it was going to be. Mm-hmm. So this Oscar Fontaine, the carpenter, was not satisfied the way it was being built. And the day that they were through building the barn, he says, "Pay me quick now before this damn thing falls down."
It's falling down.
No, they had it teared down. I helped pull it. It was torn down about 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago. So it didn't fall. But, God, who was this Jaden anyway? I'll think of his first name. Pretty hard to, you know, the guy'd have to do make a good story of the thing. You'd have to think about it and write notes.
Yeah.
That would be then you could come up with a pretty good deal.
I'm wondering what you use this building back here for now. Is it storage?
Yeah.
Just junk.
We put everything in there.
Yeah.
Constructed pretty well, still standing up good.
Oh, there's one thing about those old buildings. That it would just a little care will be standing there in 50 years from now.
I wish
they'd
kept up that old.
There's, you see it right out in the field right there where there's just a little bit of a building left, just the walls left. Right beyond the wagon and where the cows are eating there. There's just the walls left. Well, you should have seen that thing a few years ago. Part of it was brick, and then and the rest of it was built with boards. And then it was the wall was all shingles, wooden cedar shingles. It was just like you would have put what you usually see on a roof. That was the walls.
That's unusual, isn't it?
You bet it was. Some kids from...
Nice. I wish we'd kept it up.
Well, how could you keep it up? The shingles were going to go to heck. It was like... But there's the roof on the roof of this side. But it wasn't. It wasn't all beaten, battered like this stuff is. On the other side, there's that was torn off, and there's just
well, now
regular.
Well, put that on the side of his home that he remodeled.
Yeah, but it isn't old stuff like this.
Well,
this
no,
was
but I
handmade.
It's the same.
Yeah.
They took.
Oh yeah, this is made from the cedar in this.
It was just they just went out in the woods, split cedar, and made shingles. Oops. Yeah, the other side has got tin. It's got just galvanized. I really don't know why. Well, this part of it was in the shade because before this tree went down, that there was a section that went out that direction too. But I don't think that's what saved it. It was just happened to be.
Mm. What about the squared off logs in the corners? Did they ever expect to put bricks on there?
No, that was what held the building together. If you notice how it's angled, those angles are made, it's just said the interlock.
The some people
one of us
told us that when they square them off at the corners that they expect to
put through. Oh, I don't think so. I'll show you some.
Oh, I see. That holds the log in.
Yeah.
I see.
This part can't slide out of here, see? Because this one is holding it in. So you're gonna have to. This one's got a raise. You're gonna have to raise this one to get it out of there. And the same difference. Well, this one here has probably been replaced.
That one there is falling though, but it rotted pretty good.
Yeah.
You notice that there's one side of it was cut at an angle. The other side was flat away, and that's what made it kind of hang over, one over the other. That's every old log building was supposed to was.
Are those all cedar logs?
Oh yeah. It's getting pretty well beat. This is the shot, but now here is a real solid.
Now, this end of this barn here, when they built the road, the barn was coming further out, so we didn't have a milk house.
And the white barn there?
Sure, and we had a milk house. So all that lean, my cousin and this Hubert Lampert, see, they made cedar logs in, and they still made it that same way, and that isn't that many years ago.
How many years ago? Maybe 30 years?
How many years was that? No, it's not 30.
Not that long.
Mm-mm. That they put that lean on that barn, that was what all cedar logs that Hubert and Gilbert did.
They're talking about the back of the barn.
Because I thought he was crazy to put cedar logs, you know.
Did he cut them himself out in the...
Sure, they cut the trees and then they went to a splinter here and made the...
Wow.
Just cut the...
Huh. Well, maybe they found out that's the best kind of construction. What about those other buildings across the road here now? The white barn is the...
That's a cow
milk
barn.
Cow barn?
On that one end, there were kind of loose feeding, but this last year they didn't get the manure out, and they just couldn't go in there. It was more like a loafing barn. You know?
Was it always used for that? That must be pretty old.
It was always storage. They on this one end, they put their machinery, and then in the middle.
Was it ever a thrash floor?
Yeah, that's what they called a thrash floor.
I just wondered because I've heard other people say that. I don't really. I'm not a farmer. I don't know about that kind of stuff.